Hello and welcome to The Irishman, the daily podcast where we watch exactly 1 minute of the 2019 3.5 hour Netflix movie The Irishman and talk about it. I'm Ryan Simmons and today is April, Thursday, 8th. Okay, it's Thursday. Evan Peters, that's who I thought this guy looked like, but it's not. The way we're frozen right now, it's definitely not
him. Evan Peters,
but for a split second I did think that possibly that was an Evan Peters type person.
I can sort of see that. Yeah.
If you have no idea what we're talking about, that means you jumped into a podcast where we are watching 1 minute of The Irishman at a time, just under halfway through, which is a very strange thing to be doing.
Welcome
to our hell. So we are in the police station and we're with the guy who just, it says here, we're in Nashville. His sign says police department, Nashville, Tennessee. And, this guy just tried to kill Jimmy Hoffa, we think.
But then pretty sure his gun was not loaded.
His gun was a fake gun. Yeah. It was like a BB gun. And he was told by a quote higher power to assassinate Jimmy Hoffa, and we think that that is a suspect story. The entire event seems suspect to us.
Yeah.
So we are at an hour and 24 minutes, and are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to start the next minute right now.
A lot of nuts in Nashville, Frank. Come on down, Frank.
Oh, and so he's saying there's a lot of nuts in Nashville. What are you going to do? And they're saying, Frank, we need you down here.
Yeah, I'll get right down.
Out of my way, boys. Come on down to Tennessee. And there he is. Okay. And I guess they're back in court now?
I love this goofy harmonica musical cue.
Yeah. So we're getting a little proceduralism here, talking about changing a deal of some sort, and he is just shooting daggers at the other folks in the courtroom. And now they're looking at photos.
Are these jurors?
They're looking at photos. Are they jurors? Maybe they are jurors. And now we got some more Cuba stuff going on. Okay, and we got a little bit more of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Okay, so they are looking at photos of women. They're all women.
Jurors.
That were in the courtroom.
Although, if he was looking behind him, that doesn't
really make
any sense. He
was looking behind him. Oh, no, I think they are jurors. I'm just sort of scrubbing through. We don't have to rewatch this, but...
Yeah, I can't... I don't know why else they would be looking... Yeah, those look like jurors.
That looks like
a
jury box.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, and they're digging up dirt on something that they can use against the jurors to like shake them down a little bit.
I'm guessing not shake them down, but find a way to get them dismissed and plant people who might be more persuaded to be on their side.
Oh, that's a slightly less violent way to go about it.
That's my guess.
Yeah, that's a good guess. I went right to just murdering people. Again,
my mom's a lawyer, so...
Oh my God.
So she does this all the time. Nope, just kidding. She's totally above board.
Okay, so much unnecessary information was just offered up by you there. I don't know where that verbal diarrhea came from, but thanks for sharing.
I'm just saying, because of the legal knowledge in my brain, my guess is that
so you're showing off. Who's mansplaining now? You are.
Lawyer-splaining.
The lawyer's kid. Wow, incredible. Anyway. Okay, so... Yeah. Yeah. They're probably doing this other legal thing. I know, because my mom's a lawyer is the funniest thing. You
Not that I'm a lawyer. That somebody else is a lawyer.
Right. And they said, "Come on down, Frank." And Frank came on down. No problem.
And then we got the bluesy harmonic cue that made us know that we were in the South.
Yeah, but we've heard that. I think we've heard that before. In the movie.
It's just sort of like the general like prison time blues harmonica.
Sure, yeah. If you're south of the south of the Mason-Dixon line, it's like every time we go down there. Okay, so things are kind of heating up. We got, even in just the last few minutes, a bunch of other storylines coming back into focus.
Yeah, I have to say, we've watched, since we also went back in time a minute, we've now watched 5 minutes this week, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, for once, a lot has happened. And also, like, three different storylines converged across three different time frames.
Yes. Yeah. So we have Cuba came back in, which is always little news snippets being delivered through the TV. That's how they're keeping us abreast of the whole Cuba situation in this movie.
I wonder if they're doing that just as like a chronological cue for the viewer.
No, he's somehow involved in the
just because of his mess with the Kennedys.
Yeah, so we saw Frank deliver some sort of you weren't with me, I think, when I was doing this, but there was a whole extended sequence where Frank was delivering or got hired to deliver arms in Florida that were somehow connected to, it was like really hush hush, like he didn't even know really what was going on.
Okay.
And that was somehow involved in, he saw it on the news the next day, those weapons had somehow been involved in the Cuba debacle.
Ah, okay.
And so yeah, I do think Hoff is somehow, again, that's the history that I'm very unaware of, is he was somehow connected to the Cuban
Missile Crisis?
Missile Crisis or something like that.
All right, I buy it.
You buy it? Okay. You buy it.
I buy it.
What do you buy?
Mobsters just want to make money, and war is big money. So
well said. War is big money. Okay, so we have one more minute.
Let's do
tomorrow.
It.
Tomorrow. We're almost done. See? Lickety split.
Friday. I was going to do the Rebecca Black.
You were going to... Oh, man. And you didn't even commit to it. You just... Would have been so much better if you would just commit to it. When we come back tomorrow, I want to hear some legit bars from Rebecca Black's Friday. Okay?
Fine.
But we'll do it tomorrow. Not right now. Okay.